Shalom to all! You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the fourth Aliyah in Parsha's Balak, that is Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Lamed Tes. And Bilam and Balak had finally met up, and they were on their way to attempt to curse Klal Yisrael. And the Chumash tells us, Vayelech Bilam and Balak, and Bilam went with Balak, Vayavayu Kiryas Chutzais, and they came to Kiryas Chutzais. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Tes. What's in this name, Kiryas Chutzais? Irmalei Shvakim Anashim, Nashim, Vataf Bechutzaisel. It was a city full of marketplaces, and men, women, and children, all throughout its entire city. Bloimar, Balak was trying to show Bilam, you should see and have mercy that these don't get uprooted, that the Jews don't overrun this town. Back to Chumash Pasuk Mem, Vayizbach Balak Bakarvat Zayin, and Balak sacrificed cattle and sheep, Vayishalach Bilam, he sent it to Bilam, Vilasar Mashir Itoi, and to the officers that were with him. Rash over here, Pasuk Mem tells us, Bakarvat Zayin, Davar Muat, only a small amount, Bakar Echad Vatzayin Echad Bilvad, only one cattle and one sheep. And that's it. Back to Chumash Mem Gimel, Vayiva Baiker, and it was in the morning, Vayikach Balak and Bilam, and Balak went with Bilam, Vayalayu Bama's Baal, and they went to the heights of Baal, and they saw only part of the nation over there. Bamais Baal are the heights of their Avodah Zarah named Baal. Vayimer Bilam, and here it all begins. Vayimer Bilam and Balak, and Bilam said to Balak, B'neili bazeh shiva mizbechais, build me seven mizbechais, seven altars, v'chein li bazeh shiva parim shiva elim, and prepare for me seven parim and seven elim, seven oxen and seven rams. Vayas Balak Asher Dibar Bilam, and Balak did as Vayas Balak Asher Dibar Bilam, and Balak did as Bilam said. Vayal Balak Ubilam Par Vayal Bamizbech, and Balak and Bilam, they brought up a par and aisle on each Mizbech. Vayam Bilam Labalak, and Bilam said to Balak, His Yatseval Oila Secha, stand over here by your Oila, Ve'elcha, and I'm gonna go, Ula Yikar Hashem Lukasi, perhaps Hashem's gonna chance upon me, Udvar Mayar Eni Vigati Lach, and show me something that I can tell you. Vayelach Shefi, and he went alone. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasu Gimel. Ula Yikar Hashem Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Gimel. Ulai Yikar Hashem Lekrasi. Ene Rug Ladaber Im Bayom. He usually doesn't appear to me during the day. That's why he used a lashon of Yikare. Perhaps he's going to chance upon me because he didn't know if Hashem was going to appear to him. Vayelach Shefi Kedarguma Yichidi. Alone. Lashon Shefi V'Sheket. This is an expression of stillness and quiet. She'ein Imayel Ashtika. The only thing that was with him was quiet. He was alone. Back to Chumash Pasuk Dalet. Vayikar Lekim Al Bilam. And Hashem chanced upon Bilam. Vayimre Elav. And he said to him, As Shivas HaMizbechais Arachti, I've arranged, I've set up these seven Mizbechais. Va'al Par Va'al Bamizbech. And I brought a pyre and aisle on each Mizbeach. Rashi over here, Pasuk Dalet, tells us, Vayikar Lashain Arai. This is a not permanent way of expressing himself. Lashain Ginai, it's Lashain of Shame. Lashain Tumas Keri, clamor to say, because you Bezayin, Hashem didn't want to appear to Bilam, so to speak. Vaya Nigla El Bayim. And as we said, he didn't reveal himself to Bilam during the day usually. Ela Bishful Laharis Chibasan Shal Yisrael. The only reason why Hashem revealed himself to Bilam during the day is to show how cherished Klal Yisrael is to him. As Shivas HaMizbechais, Shiva Mizbechais Arachti Ank Sivkan, it doesn't say, I've arranged seven Mizbechais. As Shivas HaMizbechais, I have arranged these seven Mizbechais. What was Bilam trying to tell Hashem? Amlefan of Bilam told Hashem, Avisem shall Elu Banam Fanecha Shiva Mizbechais, Vani Arachti Keneged Kulam. Their forefathers built seven Mizbechais, and I also built seven. Avram Bona Arba, Avram built four, Vahivin Shal Mizbech Lashem, Ani Yer Elov, Vayatek Misham Ahara, Vayal Avram, Vechad Bahar Meiria, one Har Meiria, Vyitzchak Bona Echad, Yitzchak built one, Vahivin Shal Mizbech, Vayichu Shal Mav, Yitzchak Be'er, Vyakov Bona Shtaim, and Yaakov built two, Echad Beshchem, Echad Beiskel. And he was trying to tell Hashem that he is as good as the Avos, he built seven Mizbechas also. And Va'al Par Va'al Mizbech, V'Avram Lehela El Ayal Echad. And now he's saying, I'm actually better than them because I brought a Par and an Ayal, and Avram Avinu only brought one Ayal, so really I'm better than the Jews. So back to Chumash Pasuk, hey, Vayasam Hashem Davar B'fi Bilam, and Hashem placed something in the mouth of Bilam. Vayomer, and he said, Shuv El Balak, go back to Balak V'chay Sedaber, and so you shall speak. Vayashav Elav, and he returned to him, V'nei Nitzav Ayal Asay, and he was standing by his Ayla, Hu V'chal Sarim Mayav, him and all of the officers of Mayav. Vayisa Mishalai V'Hamar, and he declared his mashal, he delivered his mashal, and he said, Min Aram Yancheni Balak Melech Mayav Mehari Kedem, from Aram, Balak the king of Mayav led me from the mountains of the east, Lecha Aral Yaakov, come and curse Yaakov for me, Lecha Zehama Yisrael, and come bring anger upon Yisrael. But Ma Ekav Lekabay Kel, how can I curse if Hashem didn't curse? Uma Ezim Lezaam Hashem, and how can I anger if Hashem's not angry? Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Ches, Ma Ekav Lekabay Kel, Kshayu Ril Niskalu, when they were fit to be cursed, Lo Niskalu, they weren't cursed. Kisheskar Avim Savainim, when their father, talking about Yaakov Avinu, when he mentioned their sin, he had said, Kiba Apam Hargu Ish, Lo Kilo El Apam. Yaakov Avinu only cursed their anger, he didn't curse them. Shenemar says, Arur Apam, and Kshanichsa Avim Bemirma, Etzel Aviv, Hai Royal Iskalu. And when their father, again talking about Yaakov Avinu, when he went in sly way to Yitzchak, and he took the brachas from Esav, he should have been cursed because of that. Ma namar sham, but what does it say over there? Gam baruchia, he should also be blessed. Ba mevarchim namar, elu yamdu levarich asa'am, ve makalim loy namar, ve elu yamdu likalel asa'am. It doesn't say, these should stand over here to curse the nation, ela ve elu yamdu al haklala, These should stand for the curse or on behalf of the curse. Loi Ratzel Haskar Aleim Shem Klala. Bilam was saying that this nation doesn't have curse mentioned on them. They're not a cursed nation, so how can I curse them? And Loi Zoham Hashem, how can I bring anger upon them if Hashem's not angry at them? And what was Bilam saying with this? Ani ein koichi elosh ani yedel chavin hashash akash baruch hu kaispa. My only power is that I know the one moment of the day that Hashem gets angry. V'ulai kas kol yom malo shebasei lecha. And Hashem actually hasn't gotten angry all the days that I've come to you. V'zeo shenemar, that's why it says, Ami zucharna mayot, u'me ano yise Bilam, l'manda sidkes Hashem. And now back to Chumash Pasuk Tes, Bilam starts blessing Klal Yisrael. Kimei Rush, because from its beginning, Tsurim Erenu, I see it being like a rock. U'migvais Ashurenu, and from hills I see it, hen am levadad yishkain, behold a nation that dwells alone, u'vagayim la'es chashav, and will not be counted among the other nations. Mi manafar Yaakov, who counted the dust of Yaakov? U'misbar Revi Yisrael, or numbered a quarter of Yisrael, tamais nafshi mais yisharim, let my soul die like the upright of them, u'sihi achrisi kamayu, and may my end be like this. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tes. I'm looking at their beginnings and at the beginning of their roots, and I see them as stable and strong like these cliffs and rocks, because of the obvious any mice. This is what they were granted by their forefathers. They dwell alone. They're not going to be wiped out like all the other nations will. It says, they're not counted with the rest. Another way of understanding that they're not going to be counted among the nations, when they are happy, when they rejoice, there isn't another nation that's rejoicing with them. It says, Hashem will guide them alone. And when all the other nations, they're rejoicing, they also get to eat with other nations, and it doesn't count as part of their cheshbon. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Aleph, Bilam had just attempted for the first time to curse Klal Yisrael, but the exact opposite came out. So Vayomer Balak el Bilam. Balak said to Bilam, Me asisa li, what did you do to me? L'kayv oiva l'kachticha, I brought you here to curse my enemies. V'nei berach t'borech, and behold, you bless them? Vayan vayomer, and he answered and he said, Haloy es asher yasam Hashem b'fi, behold what Hashem puts in my mouth, oisai it eshmar l'daber, I must be careful to speak. I had no choice in the matter. Hashem told me to say this, so I had to say it. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up with the fifth aliyah tomorrow to see the continuation of this story and what happened. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.